Tourism and hospitality operators are leading a massive push to bring back the humble buffet to Queensland.
Oh.
They've been a no-go for a long time throughout the pandemic, but now all the, I think the restaurant and catering industry are saying, look, you know, not having buffets isn't protecting anyone. Let's reopen them. Let's get them back on the menu.
Mm.
Let's make it easier for people to have their choice of food. And I'm saying amen, sister. Amen,
well,
brother.
I was just going to say, I'm going to hazard a guess as to say that you would have loved a buffet back in the day because you were admittedly a much bigger gentleman back then. And, yeah, you would have hoed in big time,
well,
did you?
Well, the RSL lunch that me and my mum used to have back in the day, and Jackie will attest to this, we'd make it a regular weekly date when I moved out of home.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I would go back three or four times. It was $5, I think, back then, but I'd go back three or four times a former plate. I mean, it was disgusting. I mean, that's probably the negative aspect is watching people gorge themselves.
Yeah.
But you get what you want. You actually have as much of whatever you want, and you have the choice of making it. And look, I know we've had the shutdown thing. Sizzlers have gone. I think down the coast there's one that went. I think I went into that one maybe once or twice. It was always crowded. So obviously it's very popular.
Absolutely. People love a buffet. I mean, a lot of people, I must admit, as I've got older, I don't like buffets as much because, yeah, I'm trying to not totally gorge myself, but also I like, it's nice to have a way to bring a plate of food and put it in front of you, not have to be up and down. Well, you're having conversation with people. I don't want to have to be up and down. And I do, look, don't get me wrong, I won't really turn down a buffet either.
Let someone else get it for
the
you, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, I hate with a waiter is that when you're talking, they come over, you stop the conversation because you don't want them listening in on it. And I have a stigma about that.
Oh, do you? See, I love the wait staff.
Yeah.
I love flapping my chops and making that a whole part of the experience of the night.
Yeah, by the end of the night, you've got their phone number and you know how many kids they've got. I mean, really? Does anyone
Whereas you don't like engaging.
No
do
way! Why am I doing this job then? I've got to engage with you every day.
Yeah, that's right, you poor thing.
But buffets are just that last bastion of freedom that I think, you know, has always been a big Queensland thing. It's not about the amount of food, but it's the fact you get the choice. You can go and get the crispy skins or you can have three or four lamb roasts if you want to, and no one's going to bat an eyelid. You can have 50 or 60 desserts. And
yeah, you're right. Just go hard on the oysters or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I'm thinking a lot of people are missing it. That's why there's this change.org petition that I'll certainly get the links up to on our socials because I think we need a resounding yes. I could say pretty much now, most of the Zinc family would probably agree that, you know, the buffets need to come back. But I don't know. I just wonder if you are missing the buffet, what do you miss about the buffet? For me, crispy skins and me
crispy
having...
Crispy skins what?
As crispy skin potatoes.
Oh, at Sizzler.
With sour cream.
Oh, yum. Yeah, I used to love that too, Bill, because I'd put a bit of the old taco mince on there as well.
I never thought of that.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, where were you when I was going to Sizzler?
Yeah, I know. See, I even miss just the pumpkin soup with the cheesy bread.
Yeah.
And the sour cream. But as you said, you could just keep going back for more and more and more.
And that's the problem. That's the problem if you're trying to watch your figure. But when you go to a buffet, you take the elastic pants, all right, and realise you're not going to have a tight tummy at the end of the day.
Wear the tracky dacks. Not really a good look. You're really, you know, finishing the picture.
What are they saying on Facebook? I saw something about kids and fingers and all that sort of thing.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Well, Russ Mitchell, he's not really happy about the buffets. He goes, watching the slobs scratching their unwashed butts, then handling the food. Plus the kids that sample the food and put it back. And he's doing the, you know, throwing up emoji. So, yeah, he's not really happy about the buffets. But, I mean, lots of people do want them. Roger's saying everything, eat a little, eat a lot, whatever your body's suitable for, piling up the stuff I like and skipping the stuff I don't, says Danny. Yeah, see, it is so polarising. John Penfold said, COVID trough, no thanks.
I'm seeing so many emojis with the green tinge, so...
A lot of people don't like buffets, but, yeah, I mean, you certainly do.
I do. Tony, what are you saying? Buffets bring them back? You in on this petition?
Oh, not really, mate, no. I just prefer to go and order what I want, mate, to be honest.
So, and get served by a waiter.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Now you're saying you don't miss the buffet. Why is that? Don't you like getting your hands in there?
Oh, mate, there's only so much you can eat, mate, and I'd rather, I don't know. Don't miss it, sorry.
It's hard, isn't it? Because, I mean, you go to a buffet and you absolutely, I can't help myself other than to eat too much and then you walk away feeling sick.
Oh, man, back in the young day, I loved it, don't get me wrong, but yeah, now, no, not so much.
Watching the waste, eh, Stokesy? So you're probably the only Queenslander who says, don't bring it back.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Marie, what's your feeling on buffets coming back to Queensland? Are you into it?
Absolutely into it.
What do you miss about buffets?
It has to be the cheese bread, but just the choice, just the variety. You can have whatever you feel like having, and you can have as little of it, or in some cases, some people like a lot of it.
Yeah, so, I used to go back 3 or 4 times and never really feel guilty until people started, you know, shaming me. Or my mum used to give me the look. She said, you really don't need to have another piece of that cake, do you? And I thought, well, maybe I do.
It just feels like Christmas at a buffet, doesn't it?
It's just a real good feel place, yeah.
All right.
Why aren't they bringing them back anyway?
Well, there's a talk by the industry to try and get them back, and they're saying that we need to lead the charge and start talking about it. That's what we're doing it. So don't worry, there's a petition out there. You can join on, Marie.
I will.
Good on
I'll
you.
I'll hop online.
Yeah, do that right now and have your say, because, you know, to be a true blue Queenslander, I think you've got to stuff as much into your guts as possible. Isn't that the...
Mate, come on. All of the health professionals right now will be saying, shut up, Bilko.
Oh, they will. I will say no more about that.
Shut your pie hole.
Have a look at Facebook. I'm asking the question about, yeah.
Well, you've said, what do you miss about the Humble Buffet? Weigh in, because, yeah, there's plenty of people that have certainly made their feelings about buffets.
And we do appreciate them, positive and negative.